from KQED.
Let's stay with immigration and look at the real-world effect President Trump's travel ban has had on Californians. For the next several minutes, we're going to focus on an Iraqi refugee living in the Bay Area, who on paper shouldn't be affected by the latest travel ban. Of course, life is different on paper, as KQED's Alyssa Jong Perry reminds us.
Mustafa Abdullatif remembers Trump's first executive order, which banned his Iraqi uncle from coming to the U.S. as a refugee. But even though Iraq isn't on the list of restricted countries in the new travel ban, Abdullatif remains skeptical.
I have some concern that it will be changed, probably, because he's always opposing the people who are coming from that part of the world. It's actually expected by so many Iraqis over here that he's going to get the ban back.
Abdullatif lives in East Oakland with his family now, but before that, they were in Baghdad. In 2008, at the end of the Iraq War, Shiite Muslims took control of the city. Militants began killing Sunni Muslims. That's when life became unbearable for Abdullatif and his family.
I'm one of the minorities in Iraq because I'm one of the Sunni groups over there.
Even walking to high school was dangerous for the 18-year-old.
I had to cross like two streets, and these two streets, they were like people who are like carrying guns and stuff. So it was really dangerous to pass through these streets and walk all the way to the school.
The violence against Sunnis intensified. Abdullatif and his family applied to come to the U.S. as political refugees. They went through what resettlement officials call an extreme vetting process, traveling to Syria for an interview, followed by detailed questioning and a thorough medical checkup.
They asked me so many questions about which street I took to go to the school. Did I carry a gun or not? Will I be loyal to the United States after I get a citizenship or not?
After a long period of waiting, Abdullatif and his family were granted asylum visas in 2009, but his uncle stayed behind. He was trying to apply for political refugee status when the first travel ban occurred. Then he put everything on hold. When that ban was lifted, he thought he could move forward. And then the president issued his second executive order. All this back and forth, says Abdullatif, is like a roller coaster.
My uncle is one of these refugees who are trying to access to this country and benefit this country. So to ban an innocent person like that, I think it's unfair. So that's why it called us to be a little bit angry at the recent law that Mr. Trump passed recently.
His uncle's going to wait and see what happens with this latest legal battle before he continues his application process for asylum. For the California Report, I'm Alyssa Jung Perry.